Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week because I can be here and touch you. You can call in and touch me. And together, we can explore a whole lot of many interesting things. So that's what I look forward to, exploring something new, something different. And the first thing that I wanted to talk about, I was very fortunate to, years ago, work for an insurance company. And a gift that they gave when you reached a certain amount of production was a trip to Switzerland. And I wanted to mention something because it was so fascinating. They took us up on a cog railroad. And it was right next to the Matterhorn, I seem to recall. And as we came down, I came through a level that I believed was what they would call the music of the spheres, because that is just what it sounded like, music. And what it reminded me of is in the stories of the fairy godmother, when she took her wand and she touched something with her wand and it made those tinkling bell-like sounds, that's what this sounded like. The music of the spheres. It's out there, my friends. And I hope that you were able to see it and hear it and to experience it. There were other things that I experienced looking down what seemed like a long line of mountains. And in those mountains, to see things and hear things that were just so sublime. I hope you someday have an opportunity to do that. Switzerland was such an amazing place. There wasn't the roads like we have here. And people traveled in gondolas. If you can imagine leaving your home in the morning, getting dressed for work, and getting on a gondola and taking you to the city where you would work, that's how you went to work every day. And so there was a certain amount of confidence. You couldn't live in fear all the time, every time you got on a gondola. So you lived in faith that the gondola would take you down to where you needed to go and it would happen in safety. There's something about living life like that, isn't it? To feel that you were in safe hands. And somehow, going through the daily routine of life, that you were being held in the hands of safety, that you would be protected and cared for no matter what happened in life, that you were protected and cared for. So let's take a moment, my friends, and intend that all the safety and protection come into your life. And if you know how to call down the higher self, send a message to your higher self that this is what you wish for yourself, what you intend, that no matter what happens in the world, that you are safe and you are protected, that this is your intention. And while we're talking about intentions, let's also intend that you fulfill your mission. When you came to Earth, you probably don't remember this, but when you came to Earth, There were like three screens that you could look at. They looked like television screens. And they represented those places in the world where you could live if you so chose, because it produced the opportunities to fulfill what you desired. So we choose, you might say, events in our lives that we progress in a certain manner. And it is, don't want to say generated, but rather directed by our soul monad. So I ask you, take a moment. Are you fulfilling your destiny? Is there something that you wish to change in your life? Where do you intend to be next week, next month, next year? What is your mission? Can you fulfill that mission? It's a remarkable thing to feel that you are so connected to your higher self. And if you're not connected to your higher self, may you intend to connect to your higher self. Go in meditation. Intend to touch that self that guides your spiritual outcome. You might want to do this when you wake up in the morning or when you go to sleep at night. And it's always good to keep a diary, either in paper or in your computer, of your journey, where you have succeeded, and where you wish to do better than where you're do what you're doing right now. When we feel successful with something that we wanted to accomplish, and we accomplish it, it encourages us to have other goals, other things we wish to accomplish in our lives. So call in and tell me, is there something that you wish to accomplish in your life that perhaps you are not accomplishing? And maybe we can hold hands and help you to connect to your higher self and bring into your life those things that you need to accomplish your dreams. We create, certainly not as great as Prime Creator in the center of the cosmos, but we create on a lower level. It is like having a blueprint, but to get anywhere, we have to have a blueprint. We have to set up those events in our lives, at least think about them, what we wish to accomplish, where we will be next week, next year, and what we will have in our lives. If you don't have enough people in your life that you feel love to or with, it's time to do something about that. Who do you love? Well, first of all, it's important to love yourself. You are a creation in God's garden also. So love yourself. Send love to those around you, those that you work with, neighbors, maybe somebody that you don't get along with for some reason. Send them love. And maybe it will occur to you what you are doing that you could change so you could get along better with that neighbor, that coworker, that friend. Give me a call. Let me know where you are going with this. I also want to touch on something else that's interesting. A country or a place where you have been or you wish to go. How you feel about that? Does it bring you joy to be there or to think of it because you probably had a past lifetime there? And there is something about it, perhaps, that number one, you either want to heal if it wasn't successful, or if it was successful, to experience the joy again of what happened in that past lifetime. You can do these things in a state of meditation. And it's what you need to do. You need to meditate. All of this begins with the mind. The mind is so interesting. It's so fascinating. Beginning with the mind. Take a moment and go into that state in the mind. And call in and let us talk about what your dreams are, what your hopes are, either for yourself, your family, the world. Because in actuality, the world is your family also. And if you're willing, think of a troubled spot someplace in the world. And there are these troubled spots. And take a moment, if you're willing, and send your love there. I see people when they do this, it's like particles that leave the heart center that are directed to those places that you had in mind. And they produce miracles. Now, you can produce miracles in your own life. Do you want a miracle? Do you want a miracle for a family member? Do you want healing? You can do all of this, my friends. Take a moment with me and review these things because we don't always do it on our own. You might say I'm a reminder. A reminder of things that we should do every day. Where are we going? What spot on earth did you come to heal or to learn? In actuality, learning is a bit of healing, isn't it? Because when you learn to do things that are good for yourself or for the earth, there is a healing there. So, take a moment if you will, and in your mind's eye, go down to the center of the center of Earth. There is a crystal there. And intend to strike that crystal with your consciousness. It rings beautifully. And as it rings, you feel healing. Call me and tell me if you do these sort of things on your own. And maybe you have. And you might have some techniques that you would like to share with our audience. Do that. Do you have a technique, a work manner that you use that would be helpful to others? I've traveled on trips and I've met people who do this. They send out healing from their heart center into the world to troubled spots, things that they wish to change and make different for the better. And while we're talking about this, I would like to mention that we have an election coming up. If you're willing, take a moment and intend that we have someone elected who has the greater good for the country. I don't know if the candidates that we have will be statesperson? I hope they are. But we need the great statespeople that we've had in the past. The Lincoln, the Kennedy. And if they're not a great statesperson now, when they fill the office of the presidency, may that become important to them, that they become a statesperson, that they think of the United States in the greatest good, try to work with those who can pass laws that bring the greatest good into our country and into the world. It seems to me that as a country, we have interfered with other countries where we shouldn't have, where we have replaced leaders, actually. And instead of letting or allowing other countries to follow their own guidance, we have interfered. So maybe this is a point that we should change. Let us not interfere with other countries. We want freedom. Let them have the freedom to follow their own self-rule. And hopefully our country will not interfere with other countries. May we always work for the greatest good of all. And the integrity to understand what is the greatest good. To do the greatest good for ourselves, our families, those that we work with. To find pleasure in things that bring happiness to ourselves and to others. Nothing negative. Let us find that happiness. So call me, my friends. Tell me what makes you happy, what your dreams are, and perhaps even where you feel that you need healing. Maybe no one out there feels that they need healing. But my friends, we all need healing on some level. Healing with our families, our friends, our co-workers. Healing even for the earth on some level. So we don't have a caller right now. I guess you just want to hear me talk, and I'd be glad to do that. But I certainly want to hear your ideas, those thoughts in which you are living under. What do you desire? What do you wish to fulfill? Are you fulfilling your destiny? Take a moment and ask yourself, are you fulfilling your destiny? Your higher self will send you some form of intuition to let you know where you need work. Where is it that you need work? So call in. Let me know what's on your mind. Share some thoughts with me, but you're also sharing them with our audience, with the recordings that they make of the show. Your thoughts can contribute to the good for many people. Give that a thought. Don't hesitate. Call in. Tell me and the listeners what you have in mind. I think today it's very important to be careful of what we are eating and drinking. So much of our food has been compromised on some level. You can connect with the consciousness of your body and find out what you might be eating or drinking that's not in your body's own best interest. When I work with people along those lines, what the body usually says is that we need more greens. If you have a difficult time getting greens into your diet, you can get the greens in tablets. Just look on the internet and see what tablets are available that hold greens. It's easy enough to find. The internet is amazing, isn't it? All that we can learn. And so we're talking about healing on all levels for ourselves and for our planet. Let us know what you wish to have healing, where you need healing, or where you feel you would like to have growth for yourself, for your country, for the world, and I mean positive growth here. So, you call in on station number one. That's the number to call. Station one. And you can reach us. So, if you have a desire to travel to a foreign country, or if you have been in a foreign country, excuse me, and it brought you great happiness, you probably had another lifetime there. Your monad sends out many fingers of consciousness over a period of a long era of time. So in reality, you have accomplished many things in the many different lifetimes that you have lived. And in some areas, there has been great soul growth, and in other areas, there wasn't. And so, if there is something that you feel that you wish to do, play a musical instrument, give guidance to other people, start now by doing that. Because what will happen is that the gift will grow. So, you might wish to play a musical instrument. You might wish to learn a lot about psychology or sociology, or even life on the other side. What do you think people do on the other side when they cross over? I spoke to someone who had crossed over to the other side. And they said that in one of their, they had, when they crossed over, had pictures flash by very quickly of all the different lifetimes that they had experienced. And in one of those lifetimes, they had worked with Confucius. And that is what they are doing now. They are studying philosophy. They're studying past lifetimes. We learn a lot while we are here on Earth. But we also learn a lot when we are on the other side. So it's not like somebody sitting on a cloud playing a musical instrument. They are leading very fulfilled lifetimes. And so if there is one of you out there that would like to speak to a family member that has crossed over to the other side, call us and let us know. And if they are still in this universe, we can call them forth. And they can speak through me and answer your questions and give you some insight into your life or into your family members' lives. We travel with a group of souls through many different lifetimes.
Totally.
We've been siblings, friends, and who is calling? I missed the name.
The name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch as you wish. I'm trying to get on the radio show.
Well, you're there. What can we do for you? We're listening.
Well, my first question is, what percentage would you suggest that the ego is involved in our dream life? I've had some dreams, some very interesting dreams lately, and my where I find myself in my life now is very interesting in terms of the whole program with our ancestors and extraterrestrial life. But I've reached a point in my life to where I understand I've chosen the path, what I call the path of absolute sonship. And I've become a
absolute
little afraid.
Absolute sonship, did you say?
Absolute sonship, yeah.
That's the path beautiful that word.
I know, it's the path I've chosen for this life. And because I've pretty much fed up just on my own, I just realized how fed up I am with human life. And so I decided to take this life and use it to finish ever coming back to human physicality.
Wow.
And so I chose this path. And of course, you know, when you get to where you want to be, you realize, oh, wow, you know, I have an opportunity to either go on to the source or to all that is, or to either stay back and help humanity discover also who they are. But now that
point still has yet to come. And so what did you choose?
What, please?
What did you choose, to stay here and help humanity or to go on?
I actually, at this moment, I've chose to go on because, you know, they say one person can change the world, you know, and we all have our part to play. But at some point, you have to realize, you know, there just seems to be no more hope for this dimension, you know. And it's maybe better to try to go as far as you can and then to see what it really is all about, you know, to be at eternal rest and peace and not to be any more manipulated by other influences and to find yourself, to really find yourself there where you are. Now, I've had something going on all my life. My life goal was to find the meaning of life and to broadcast it out into the world.
Mm,
but once
beautiful
I
goal.
Found my, I know, once I found my supposed meaning, I realized that, wow, you know, it's far beyond what the world is about and what it wants to do. So I figure I should just go on, go as far as I can, and to reach the pinnacle of all things, the end of all things, you know. So now I know I've got away from my question, because right now I'm having these incredible dreams to where I'm seeing hundreds of different kinds of beings in different kind of...
Before we get to that, would you let me comment on something that you've already said? Because...
Yes, ma'am.
The things
What's your name,
you
please?
Have, Carolyn.
What's your name first? Carolyn?
Yes.
Carolyn? Okay, Tony, go ahead. The thing that I said, yes.
Tony, you have said a lot of things that are very interesting that would start people thinking.
Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a wonderful thing, to start thinking. But
yeah,
I would just like for you to mention to you that this world has had ups and downs from the very beginning until now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And don't give up hope.
On the world,
we go
yeah.
through what some people call yugas, where there is great knowledge that comes, or whether it's been negative and we've gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I might suggest to you to look into that, the different yugas that have happened throughout the world, and call me back and see what your feelings are about that.
Well, I don't know how much time you have to talk to me. I mean, it's not a toll-free call because I'm calling from out of the States, but it doesn't matter. But you know what? I am very aware of what's going on. I've been listening not only just to James Gillian. You know, James Gillian is just everything comes to you when you're ready for it. I'm turning 60 years next year. I'm turning 60 years young next year. Okay. And I've been through
like
it all.
That,
I've never
60 years young, huh?
Yes, the tender age of 60 years. I have been through so much, you would not believe the life story that I have, but I've never married, I have no children, and I've spent my whole life on chasing the meaning of life, my own spirituality. And my struggle right now is basically broken down into a matter of getting away from smoking cigarettes, becoming more holy, and dealing with the jinns and all the entities that are constantly nagging me or trying to keep me from breaking or getting over the hill. You see, I'm at the verge of totally cracking an incredible thing. I mean, if I could actually get through this one little thing, then I could become one of the greatest spokespersons in the whole world about the reality of life and how the government has done everything to keep humanity down. Now,
there's a lot of truth to that.
I know. I'm not saying that I'm somebody special. I'm just a normal, I'm a black American young man who was born in Alaska, raised in Kentucky, and now I live in Europe. I've tried to write a book, but it doesn't work because people don't read books anymore. But what I want to say basically is, it's hard unless I should have wrote down my thoughts and ideas to make things short. But what I want to say is that it would really, really help me to come and visit James and to get myself clear, to get my spiritual, to get my past lives all taken care of. I've had what I call a hologenic genetics from Stephen Richards.
Hey, sweetheart, do me a favor. We have another caller. Would you,
okay,
if it's possible, are you willing, let me take this caller and you call back?
Yeah, I can call back, sure.
Because I'd like to finish this conversation with you.
Yeah,
I think you're going in a wonderful direction.
Mm-hmm. I think it would.
See, we have about a half an hour of the show, almost a half an hour. And let me take this other call, and you call back, because I like the things you're talking about, and I think our audience would also. Okay? Are you willing?
Elaine, line two.
Elaine, what can we do for you, dear?
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much.
Good evening.
Yes. I grew up in a family of three girls, and the youngest of us, she wasn't young, passed away this February, and I miss her very much. I have a sense that she really had completed what she came here to do. I got a glimmer of that a few years ago before she developed this illness that finally called her back to spirit. So her name is Denise, and I was wondering what she's doing now.
What do you say we try to call in Denise?
We can talk to her
if she hasn't left this universe here.
Oh, I have a sense she has not, but we'll try.
Okay, what question did you want to ask her?
What she's doing now, and
I think that's a great question. Let's call Denise.
Yes,
I'll let you know if she connects with me.
Yeah, her middle name is Francis. Denise Francis.
Denise Francis.
Yes.
Would you connect with me, please? What she's telling me right now is she has been around me and around you ever since the thought occurred to you tonight to call in and connect with her. And not only that, I feel a great love between her and you.
Oh, yes.
There is this loving energy. Yes. You two got along very well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Indeed.
So you want to know what she is doing now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, she knows the question. Mm-hmm. So, Denise, what are you doing now that you... Well, first of all, she wants you to know that she's very happy.
Oh, wonderful.
She said she was happy when she was on Earth, but now that she is in what you call the other side, she is also happy. And she also wants to know that she is around you a lot. Do you feel her energy, her consciousness?
Yes.
Well, she says she wants to talk to you, not through me, but directly to you.
Okay.
And when you were in a very relaxed state to call on her, and you will hear her words. Now, how this works, her thoughts do not come to you through your ears. They come to you, you feel it in your heart. This is how we talk to people on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So, call on her. And I'm real, first of all, she could give a message through me, but she wants to give it to you. I want you to connect with her.
Okay.
I want you to intend to connect with her. And I want you to, in your mind's eye, see her face. Can you see her face in your mind's eye?
Oh, yes, very clearly.
Good. What is she trying to communicate with you?
What is she trying?
Yep. Go into the heart area. You won't hear it through the ear. Go into the heart area and you will feel it. What's she trying to say?
She's saying, be at peace. Be at peace.
You can feel her love, can't you?
Yes, I can.
I feel it too.
Yes, be at peace.
She wants to come to you and share her understanding of what she has experienced in life. Now you've connected with her. You understand how this works. She will work with you every day if you choose.
Okay. All right.
And what I might suggest to you, take a little book or put it in your computer. Questions that you would ask her, and when you receive an answer, record the answer.
You will
see over time how the dialogue changes. You might start out with something superfluous, maybe frivolous in a way, but as these conversations grow, you will see that the conversations become very deep in nature. She has a lot of secrets that she wants to tell you about life.
And what
I might suggest to you, dear friend,
as
you communicate with her, record the answers.
Yes.
And do you know how to set up a website?
No, but her daughter does.
Ah, this is great. Get her daughter to set up a website for you. Because this information that she is giving to you, you can put up on the website for all to see. She would like to share her knowledge with everyone that is interested.
Okay. All right. Okay. Will it be something like what Caesar did with you when you connected with him?
Yes and no.
I've read that book. You know, I have your book. It's wonderful.
You like that? Conversations with Caesar, yeah.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Great story, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And I'm so glad he's free, you know.
Do you know what freed him?
Your love?
Yes, but a step in another direction, but it's connected. Forgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
as Julia, yes, yes. He had done a lot of things to Julia that was very unkind and unloving.
I know. I know. I know. I read that.
And when he came back, I forgave him. Okay. He was in what is called the Bardo.
Yes, the Bardo. Yep.
Yeah, and the Bardo,
what the Catholics call purgatory.
Purgatory,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And in the Bardo, what you do is you consider all the things that you've done wrong and ways that you could correct them.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And seeing being in purgatory is one thing, but that really doesn't correct anything.
Oh. Oh. Oh, the Bardo is a little bit different, right? Oh.
Slightly different. In other words, there's more responsibility in the Bardo.
I can see that as you say that.
Yeah, there's more responsibility. You have to come back on some level. You see, people on the other side influence people on this side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
And so on the other side, you can influence people to do good. And so what he did when he was freed of the Bardo is he connected with his first wife,
yep,
who was waiting for him.
Now that was Julia's mother, right?
Yeah, Cornelia.
Yeah, Cornelia.
And they traveled all over the universe. This has been a long time since I did that with him, but he told me what it looked like. In other words, when God looks down upon the creation, what it appears to God.
Oh, magnificent.
If there are people out there who wish to purchase that book, because it is a very good book, send me an email.
Beautifully written, yeah.
Thank you. Send me an email to Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com, and I'll tell you how you can get that book.
Yeah.
Because I have other copies here. People can get it.
Oh, yes. It's well worth it. It's well worth it.
So, my friend, what else can we do for you?
Well, I don't know if there's anything else.
You got a lot on your plate to work with now, don't you?
Yes, I really do, and I have a lot that has to be done in life, that a lot in front of me. So,
what is there in life that you want to accomplish?
I need a permanent job. I have a temporary job now, and I'm working for a law firm that where I have been so beautifully received. I've never had that experience to that degree at all in this lifetime. It's like I've finally come home. I mean, you know, it feels that way. And it's
hard to get
there.
So you're working part-time and you want a full-time job. Is there any way that the people who have hired you part-time, can they hire you full-time?
Well, they can if they find something. I've already asked them. I presented my resume they were very receptive, and I said if there's anything for which I might be suited, I would be very happy to be considered. And so they seemed to welcome me like a long lost sister, you know.
That's beautiful. The
lawyers and the secretaries and the paralegals, and they just, you know, it's like it's my home away from home now. I would like it to last. It's a struggle to get there.
Now,
long
something
train,
that you
right?
can but, do, intend yeah. that they hire you full-time.
Yes, I will. All right. Immediately, I'll intend that. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, intend That's, that they yeah. hire you full-time. And if they don't wish to hire you full-time, ask them if it's agreeable with them that you try and work with another firm that will hire you full-time. That full-time employment is very important to you.
Oh, it is, because I have to move house, and I need to have a permanent job, and I need to know what I'm going to be making. So my landlord is selling his property. So
I suspect that they will give you permission to go to other law firms and look for a job. Or you might suggest to them, if they would give you the name of a law firm that might be looking for someone full-time.
Oh, sure. That's a good idea, too. So, yes. Yes. Thank you. That's a very useful suggestion. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you follow up on that. See, you've got some experience now in a law firm, and there are are you in a living in a place where there are other attorneys?
Oh, sure. I live in central Massachusetts and in a city, and the city's replete with law firms. So,
well, you have plenty of places that you could go looking for work.
Sure. Sure, I do. I do.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me know how that works out for you.
I will, Carolyn. I will indeed.
I would love
and
to
thank
know.
Thank you for. Yes, I will make sure I tell you. And thank you for the lovely suggestion about Denise. I'm makes me very happy, and I'll let you know how that's going as well.
Oh yeah, I would like to know about that.
Yeah. Okay.
She's going to give you a lot of information.
Oh, I'll bet she is. Thank you.
Before
so
you
much.
Go, let me tell you this, that before the two of you came into this lifetime, you had agreed to work with one another on that level.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. I wanted a brother so badly, but when this little one came, she was the third of our in the family, I stood beside the crib, and I just knew that this was a mind that I could communicate with. I knew that. I was 5 years old, but I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this. Yeah, I knew that. And I was very happy to have her. So even though I wanted a boy so badly, my mother said, oh, you have the boy. So I did. Anyway,
I'm so glad that you have some happiness out of this.
Oh, yes, yes. I am, too. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Well, let me know how that works out for you.
I will. Thank you, indeed. God bless you, Carolyn. And
God bless
you,
too.
Thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Absolutely. We're getting towards the end of the show, if you can believe that. We have another 10 or 15 minutes. If there is somebody else that would like to call in about some of the topics that we've discussed, do that now before we end the program, because we're getting close to the end now. Well, since there's no one calling in at the moment, I'll talk some more about this time that I spent in Switzerland, coming down through the dimensions. I'm trying to think if we were on a gondola then. I can't recall. But I heard the music of the spheres. And I hope that all of you get an opportunity to hear that, because it was so beautiful. And one of the sights that I had was so incredible. We were on top of a mountain, one of the highest mountains in Switzerland. It was used as a ski area. And it was full of clouds. It was very cloudy. And the clouds opened up. And what I saw come out of the clouds was a person hang gliding. If you can believe a person hang gliding on these very high mountains, going from mountain to mountain, it was incredible. And then the clouds rolled in, and they were gone. I'll never forget that sight. It was quite interesting. Oh, that's interesting. We were talking about Caesar earlier, and he's coming here, and he wanted to speak to you through me, and he wanted to talk about things that were happening in the world. And what he is saying: do not be pessimistic. The universe has plans for Earth. That you have had many contacts with people from outer space over a long period of time. You have seen their spacecraft, and they have left some of their technology with people on Earth, and you have been using it over a long period of time. And there are many people out in the cosmos that wish us well, that wish to help us. And we will receive and be aware of those things being received from our space brothers and sisters. And if this is a field that is of interest to you, on Netflix, there's some interesting information about past visits from people from space, proof that they have received. I think you would be interested in it if it's a topic that is of interest to you. And on one of my trips, I met someone who came to Earth from another planet. And she was here for some specific work, and very glad to be here, actually. She was a very interesting person. I would just like to say that the world is full of miracles. Expect miracles. Call forth miracles in your life. We probably don't have enough time to take other phone calls because we're just about at the end of our program. But I'd like to close up with expect miracles. Demand miracles. Demand of your higher self to be introduced to those people that will bring miracles in your life. It is your higher self that is responsible for that. So even if you're not sure that you're connecting with your higher self, demand it. Also, you might want to go to carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, order a reading, a past life reading. We don't tell you about a past life. We literally allow you to step into that lifetime so you can experience the joys and the place where you were in that past lifetime. People have learned a lot in doing this. And if you're interested in that book, Conversations with Caesar, send me an email at carolynevers.com and we'll tell you how you can order a copy. And so, my friends, we're at the end of the show. Can you believe that? So all I can say right now is I'll connect with you next week. Love and blessings to all of you, and may all of your dreams come true. Demand them. I'll see you next week. Good night for now.